The Development of Love, the eighth movement of Olivier Messiaen's Turon de Galie Symphonie, with the distinctive analog electronic sounds of the Onde Martineau blending with the orchestra. In this case, the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, conducted by Riccardo Chailly for the 1993 album On the Decca label. Our set of Deep Threes began with a session at La Casita de Miss Thompson from the Samsak album by Ernesto. Then we were beckoned by sounds from Breeden in the Cotswolds, played by flutist Susan Milan and pianist Ian Brown. It was the second movement of Eugene Goossen's Pictures, found on the London Chamber Music Group's album of the composer's work. Go-Go Penguin carried us through a transient state by the light of their humdrum star. We disembarked at Ponte Labo, the cruise ship dock in Bergen, Norway, and were greeted by Pachusk and Yuion Ondera, bearing copies of their Sacne Verde album. Next, we heard Lucy's contribution to Flowers from the Ashes, contemporary Italian electronic music, a track titled Starving the Mind. We stumbled across an alley walker straight from the horror film Lung 2 and Mark Kuffner's soundtrack. And Margaret Leng Tang performed John Cage's Primitive for string piano from her Sonic Encounters album. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Vadislav Delay's The Third Quarter from the Four Quarters. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
listening to TGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Birds have lost many habitats they've called home for millions of years. But people can help create bird habitats wherever they live. It all begins with native plants. They're the building blocks of a healthy, diverse habitat. If there are organizations planting native species around town, volunteering with them is a great way to support healthy ecosystems where you live and meet like-minded folks, too. If you have a yard or even just a few outdoor plant pots, you can offer native plants to birds, butterflies, and other wildlife. Visit birdnote.org to find online tools that show you plant species ideal for your location. And you can go further by getting your garden approved as a certified wildlife habitat, a program of the National Wildlife Federation. By demonstrating that you're providing food, water, shelter, places to raise young, and are using sustainable practices, you can get a sign that lets everyone know your garden is more than a garden. It's certified wildlife habitat. BirdNote has inspired millions of people to take action for birds. Learn more about the difference you can make at birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.